we were early adopters to the word Riz, Riz meaning charismatic. And of course we were, because there's so much Riz in this room. Me, for one, Squid, Matt,
Katie. Not once did you even say me.
I think Riz is more of a male characteristic.
Absolutely not.
I don't hear people say, oh, that girl has Riz.
Charisma?
I hear. No, but Riz. Say, yeah, Riz. I have not heard that sentence. Oh, that girl has Riz.
Well, I was the first one to use it.
Were
in
you?
In a company email, and oh, yeah. Nobody got it. People made fun of me.
No, I knew. I got it when
people
you said
made fun of me. They were like, shouldn't have done that to the olds. And I said, you know what? You're right, but I can't. I am who I am.
No, I'm not. You do have charisma.
Thanks.
But I think we just say it like Katie has charisma. But
like, it's more formal.
But like, Squid got Riz.
Yeah.
I don't. Does that make sense? I mean, maybe I'm wrong with that. I just never hear somebody say a woman has Riz.
I don't think I've ever like
the guy has Riz.
You don't.
Yeah, because normally you got to Riz up the girl in order to get the girl.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But of course, women can have charisma, but they don't have Riz.
I think that there are feminine words and male words for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I get it.
But today, the word is officially dead.
Oxford Dictionary's word of the year is Riz. Right now, boomers everywhere are going, why is the word of the year a brand of crackers?
Say Ritz.
Ritz.
Yeah.
What in all the Ritz?
So is it really in the dictionary?
Yeah.
it's the word of the year, so I guess it'll be in there next year.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Their word of the entire year is
Riz.
Crazy.
And I guarantee you, most people don't even know what it means.
No. Oh, ooh. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, the Oxford's definition is denoting style, charm, or attractiveness, particularly in the context of attracting a romantic or sexual partner.
Oh, so it is. It's for men and women then.
Oh, yeah. It is. I just think it's just not really used that way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But Katie, maybe you can be a trailblazer and have people say women have Riz.
It's over now.
Yeah.
It's over. The word is dead.
Dead. Yes. It's when it's Oxford's on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's what they do. They do words, but it's like, I don't know.
Do words the best.
Yeah. Some would say.
Some would.
Say they do the words.
It like just shows you the difference, though, between Webster's dictionary and Oxford. Oxford's a dictionary of the people. Merriam-Webster for 2023, their word is authentic.
Oh.
Word of the year. Come on.
Okay.
Well, authentic's already been in the dictionary.
Yeah, but they're making it the word of the year.
Lame.
That's for scholars.
Authentic. How do you get to decide what your word of the year is Merriam-Webster?
Yeah,
they might have some criteria, but what's
the criteria?
Shouldn't the word of the year be something that's going into the dictionary for the first time?
I would think that makes sense.
You would think so. Squid, come here. I want you to read this for us on the air.
Read it. Okay.
You get the FCC fine.
Yeah, not me. Come on here real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to use my microphone. I'll make sure I kiss it before you touch it. All right.
What is the criteria for word of the year?
Urban Dictionary. Just read the first line.
Merriam-Webster says it's a word that dominates searches and lookup volume on their website.
How can it be authentic?
So it's based off the numbers.
Authentic. Yeah. Riz, according to Urban Dictionary.
What does it say?
Another word for spitting game, or how good you are with pulling and sustaining bitches.
Urban Dictionary is the best site ever.
That would not have sounded right coming out of your mouth, Jerry.
No, you're right.
That was a good call.
Squid didn't even do it squid-like, but he did it well enough. He did it well enough.
Pulling and sustaining.
He said the game of spitting.
Spitting. That's why I would have said it.
Yeah.
Spitting.
That's why I didn't say it.